Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, second hour of Upstate Outdoors is on your radio. And
we're still here.
We're still here, and thanks for I normally don't get on my soapbox, but, you know, thanks for Boat Girls Like. That was a really good blog. But
I thought it was a really good blog.
So there you go. Sustainable harvest.
Yes.
Think about it.
Yeah.
So if you missed the first hour, of course, you can always pick that up on the podcast, which is generally a little bit after the show's over. You can go to 1063WORD.radio.com and pick up all our podcasts. But we had a great interview last hour with Hank Cherry, the 2020 Bassmaster Classic winner. You want to know how Garmin LiveScope is going to affect bass fishing, you need to listen to that interview.
Yes.
And then, of course, the aforementioned Upstate Outdoors blog, where I got on my soapbox in my yoga pants for once, and once in a blue moon. And so this hour, we got After the Roadkill Cafe, and Boat Girls promised to grill my crappie for me.
Yes.
During the Roadkill Cafe, but we're going to talk to Captain Terry Calder, Catch 22 Guide Service down on Lake Murray, and get a fishing report from him, see what's going on down in the Midlands. And I'm sure it'll be a lot of striper talk there. And then kind of going to kick this around about... you know, we talked a little bit in the blog about social distancing and all, and a lot of people are you know, talking about doing that. So we'll kick that around for a segment and see what we get out of it. And then our calendar of events today is going to be more of a calendar of closures and postponements. I actually have a list of that from the DNR. And then today's parting shot, for those of you who've been to the drive-thru to get your sustenance all week, because you can't go inside, the wideopenspaces.com has got a, in its videos, and I'm going to post this to the Facebook page, 8 times that anglers went fishing using fast food as bait.
Like French fries.
Like French fries. So okay. One dude is even making a whole list of what you can catch with fast food. But in the meantime, we got to head into the kitchen.
So since we've been crappie fishing and crappie keeping...
Long lining. Everybody's long lining.
And trolling.
Yeah.
And everybody's catching crappie. I mean, obviously, this is just the time of year, you know. And I'm trying to stay away. We've had some bad recipes as far as not bad tasting, but bad for you. But I'm trying to get back on the healthy thing since we've done so good since the first of the year.
Yeah.
And I found this recipe on Realtree.com. Did you know Realtree has recipes?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't. And this is actually a grill recipe on the Traeger, on the egg, you know, on a good
Komodo
grill.
Joe.
Komodo. You're going to need a pound of panfish fillets, which would be crappie, bluegill.
That'd be about a fish and a half for us lately.
Yeah, lately.
Of fillets.
Yeah, a couple fillets.
Maybe even just one fish.
I don't know. That big one's large.
Yeah.
Juice of 3 limes. Half a cup of olive oil, half a cup of honey, teaspoon of chipotle chili powder, and a half a teaspoon of powdered garlic. So what you're going to do is you're going to put the fillets in a gallon Ziploc bag. In a bowl, you're going to mix together the olive oil, the lime juice, the honey, the chipotle powder, and the garlic. And you whisk it all together. It's going to take a few minutes because that honey is a little thick, and powder spices don't mix good unless you kind of whisk them together. And then you're going to pour that mixture into the Ziploc bag with the fish on it and seal it up and work that fish around a little bit. I mean, don't tear it up, but make sure it's good and covered and let it marinate. So after about 30 minutes in the fridge, in the marinade, you're going to need to preheat your grill to about 350 degrees. And then once it gets hot, those fish are going to need to cook about 15 minutes. A grill basket is a good idea. We have the grill grate.
Yeah, the grill grate.
Especially crappy. Even though you've got it coated in olive oil, it's still going to stick.
Yeah.
So grill basket, the grill grate, ours is specifically designed for fish, our grill grate, and it doesn't stick. And there's a lot of good baskets out there that don't stick. It's going to take about 15 minutes. And it's really good with like bran wild rice. It's just a different flavor. And it's also healthy. So PG's going to tell us, don't overcook your crappie.
No. Don't overcook anything. Don't overcook any wild game.
It needs to be flaking apart and not clear.
We have a lot of discussions about that in the Gentry household.
Y'all, my husband eats everything as rare as legally possible.
Yeah. Sometimes illegally.
Illegally.
But, we got a couple of minutes.
He wants it barely warm.
We got a couple of minutes, though. Can we talk about the deer roast that came off of the Komodo Joe?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, we can.
Where did you
cook that? You cooked that last week after the show, right?
Cooked that after the show on Saturday. Those of you who've been fans of the show know, remember, that me and deer roast don't get along real well. Because I always end up overcooking them.
Right.
Now, the only difference to that, tenderloin's a little bit different, but because you basically just sear them on the grill and then eat them.
Yes.
But, the sous vide on the tenderloin is pretty good. But I've never had any luck with the rump roast, and I made up my mind I was going to have some time Saturday afternoon, and the boat girl was back at work, and I said, man, I'm going to slow cook – smoke a deer roast.
Yes.
And basically what I did, I had it all good and thawed out. And if you go online and go on, Komodo Joe and the Big Green Egg are essentially the same cooking styles.
Right.
But I got the Komodo Joe. And in the egg forums, there's a whole lot of information they have there for
you how to cook stuff.
And they're like, you need to prep the roast for 7 days before and do this and do that. And all I did, I made sure that the roast was thawed out good. It's about a 3-pound rump roast, bone in. And I did put it in, I did brine it for about 2 hours.
Brining we've talked about on the show before, and it's wonderful for wild game. You don't taste the salt or anything like that. I don't know what it does. It's some kind of chemical thing.
Well, it's supposed to kind of suck some of the blood out. And the thawed out roast had some, I guess you call blood in it, it's red juicy.
Yeah.
So the brining takes that out. And then rather than do anything, because I'm, trying to do the low sodium kind of stuff, I went to the grocery store and I got a jar of raspberry preserves.
Yes.
Which has got sugar in it, probably got a fair amount of salt, and just coated that roast. I never did turn it or anything, and I put it on there. I did struggle with getting it low enough. I would have liked to have cooked it longer, but I went and got me one of those probes, remote probes.
Right, the thermometer.
Because I had a bunch of writing I had to do Saturday afternoon. So I plugged that joker in, and I could tell what the temperature was in the grill and tell what the temperature was in the meat.
Yeah, we've eaten off that with sandwiches and everything all week long.
And it was good.
It was so good.
Put some hickory chips in with
yes.
it.
Yes. And we did it about medium rare.
Yeah.
And
I did it 160.
Yeah. Once
to do again, it was about 155. To do it again, I would stay at about 145.
I said it was perfect. But it was.
Boat girl wants stuff overcooked.
It was fantastic. Yep. And we didn't worry about sandwich meat all week because we had this big roast.
No,
we've been
didn't.
Making artesian bread, roast venison sandwiches.
I'd still be eating it.
Instead of bologna.
Yeah, I'd still be eating it.
Yeah.
But anyway, so there you go. And
it was good. I'm glad we got to talk about that.
Yeah, you got two recipes in one on the Roadkill Cafe today.
Exactly.
So we're going to go to our break because we got Captain Terry Calder waiting in the wings. We're going to get a fishing report from Lake Murray.
Y'all stay with us right here, 106.3 WORD.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, welcome back to Upstate Outdoors. And, Boat Girl, the crappy recipe sounds delicious.
We're going to cook it this evening.
Next week, though, you need to get one for striped bass because our next guest on the line is a striped bass aficionado.
All right.
We got my – I'm not going to say old buddy. We got my buddy – although I have known him for a long time, we got my buddy Captain Terry Calder from Catch 22 Guide Service with us on the line. Terry, welcome to Upstate Outdoors.
Oh, glad to do it for you.
Yeah. So, Terry, I got to give you a little cowbell to start off with because we got to – actually, you're the second first-time guest that we've had on the show today. So now you're Upstate Outdoors certified. and now as far as you're fishing down on Lake Murray, and Lake Murray's been about like every other lake in the state. We got a bunch of water early in the year, and now things are starting to clear up. What's the fishing report like on Murray?
Well, I mean, you know, like you said, the water we've had. I've been doing this for a long time, and I've never seen the amount of water that's gone through this lake in a 2 month period of time. I mean, it's just been incredible, and it has absolutely it scattered the fish. The fishing was hard. You couldn't nail anything down. No patterns. You could see the fish. They wouldn't bite. We dealt with that for a couple 3 weeks, marking a lot of fish and couldn't get them to eat anything. And it's finally now starting to clear out a little bit. And in the last week, a big difference for me in the last week. The fish has started to settle down, and I can go back. They find them today and go back on them tomorrow, and they're still there. And that's not been the case for me for just about the whole winter.
Right.
So it's been tough. It's been tough, and it still can be tough. It's not near as good as it's going to get. But I fished the last 3 days and had good days on them. All 3 days. So, and in pretty much in the same area. So my fish are starting to hole, which means they're starting to get into that spring spawning period. The fish are really fat. Everybody thinks that it's food. It's not food. It's just the eggs and milk sacs on these fish. So that's another good sign. They're eating, which means they're trying to fill those eggs out and fill the milk sacs, and so which means they're gorging. They're eating. But you can clean them, and the bellies are empty on them just about.
Wow. Wow. So what is the water color like down on Murray? I mean, is it starting to clear back up? Because, you know, a lot of folks are kind of iffy about fishing in muddy water, although I've caught plenty of stripers in muddy water.
Yeah, muddy water is not the problem. I'll tell you, I personally think the fresh water is the problem.
Right.
A lot of fresh water, and it could be mud. It doesn't have to be mud. It can be clear. It can be clear water, and a lot of it. If we don't get the water from Greenwood coming in here, and we get a big rain, and it's not coming from Greenwood, it does the same thing to the fish. When you get a lot of water, it just shuts the fish down. It freaks the fish out. And you can catch them in muddy water. You can catch them in that fresh water. You just got to give them a little bit of time to adapt to it.
Yeah. Speaking of getting water, out of Lake Greenwood, they certainly dumped a bunch of water out of Lake Greenwood, and I think you're going to get a surprise with that probably in the next couple of years when you start seeing those spotted bass that aren't supposed to be in Lake Greenwood showing up in Lake Murray.
Yeah.
Well, that's really what we really want, just to add to it, to the issue we already have, is have the spotted bass that drive you crazy when you're trying to striper fish. So.
They eat good, Terry. They eat good. All you got to do is soak them for about 20 minutes in milk. A little bit. It gets a little bit of that fishy taste out of them, and they're good to go. So.
Yeah, we've been eating them.
We've been eating them like crazy.
I hear you. And that's a good thing. It'd be another bycatch for us, which we don't have on Murray. All we got is just the stripers, unlike a lot of the other lakes. The guys on the other lakes have got both. They got hybrids and stripers. We don't have that.
One thing I can say, especially to our listeners up here that may or may not normally fish Lake Murray has evolved into, I would consider, a trophy striper fishery, you know, with the limits and everything that have been instilled on that lake in the last several years. Are you seeing anything big yet?
I caught a pretty decent one today, a teenager today. So yeah, they're starting to show up a little bit. I wouldn't go so far as to say trophy lake. We're starting to get some. There's definitely some good quality fish in this lake. Our fish kill that we had in 2007 wiped out a tremendous amount of the big fish that we had. Before that, I would tell you that it was, if we hadn't had that, it would have rolled into definitely a trophy lake.
Right.
But we are seeing some pretty good fish, and I think you're going to see some pretty good fish showing up in the next couple of weeks. But you know, really, on this lake here is a little different. Other lakes that we don't get that big fish run up the rivers, you know. And don't ask me why, I don't know. But I tried for years to, like on a lot of the other lakes that are around us, they have runs that go up the rivers. We used to win a lot of tournaments up the river here. You go up the river here, you're not going to win no tournament here. And it's been that way for the last 10 years. I don't know why. It just they don't do it. But they do, you know, we do have about a two-week window. And I'll catch some those 2 weeks. I catch them pretty good. And then I'll catch them along during the downrod season. But that's really all. And I target those fish. I'm trying to catch such big fish.
Right.
This time of the year.
And speaking of this time of the year, Terry, I mean, normally you'd have, like a lot of guides and stuff that's going on in the world, you know, a lot of folks are unable to travel or for various reasons not getting out. So you have, you've got a lot of opportunities for folks who want to come out and fish with you.
Absolutely. Yeah, I do. And I mean, I can so much as pick them up on their dock. You know, they don't have to drive anywhere. I can drop them back off at the dock. And I feel like there's going to be, you know, there's a lot of people wanting to do that. They're going to get in the house and they're going to get, unless they make us, you know, they quarantine us to our own house and tell us we can't leave, which, you know, who knows what's going to happen with that.
Right.
But if that doesn't happen, I think we'll be in, you know, people are going to recreate themselves, and I hope there's only a couple sports you can do it, and this is one of them.
Yeah, we've been talking about that the whole show, is that if you're looking for social distancing, what better way than, I mean, you get 2, 3, 4 people in a boat, and you can get a lot of distance between you and everybody else.
Right.
And you're not in a closed environment either. You're in an open space, fresh air, open space, so. You know, I don't think it gets much better than that. And we haven't had a case in Little Mountain yet, so we're good.
Yeah.
Well, Terry, if any of our listeners out there are interested in getting in touch with you and lining up a fishing trip on Lake Murray, what's the best way for them to reach out to you?
I've got a Facebook page, Catch-22 Striper Guide Service on Facebook. I've got a website under the same name, and then also my phone number is 803-600-8078.
Awesome. And, folks, I can attest to the fact that Terry Calder's probably, you talking about a good striped bass fisherman on Lake Murray, you talking to the guy right here. And, Terry, we just, man, good luck, tight lines, and we look forward to talking with you again.
Okay, I'll be good. You guys have a good one, and I appreciate y'all.
All right. Wonderful. All right, take care.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, bye. So
he's a super nice guy, isn't he?
Yeah, and Terry was one of the first guys that I did a article with when I was starting out with South Carolina Sportsman. Probably
many
been 10, 12
ago.
Years ago, and we did a story on fishing down around the dam at Lake Murray.
Really?
And, man, I tell you what, he is a lot of folks say, you know, who's the best
who's
on Lake
that
Murray?
Guy? Yeah.
Who's the best on Lake Murray?
Yeah.
A lot of folks would say Terry Calder's the best. So
that's awesome.
Y'all look him up. We're going to go to our break now. And when we come back, we're going to talk about more about using the outdoors for social distancing.
Y'all stay with us right here, 106.3 WORD.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, what do you think, Boat Girl? You ready? You ask a very astute question about fishing, about striped bass on Lake Murray, about the which I mean I have to agree. I mean they've had their we were talking to Captain Terry Calder last segment.
Yes.
And I mean, you know, fish kills. It's crazy.
It's just I guess just part of it.
I mean, the only lake that's not been plagued with fish kills per se has been the Santee Cooper Lakes.
Right.
But they were plagued with overharvest.
Right.
And they're coming back. I'm not going to say I'd hate to see Santee take over, but
I have just
noticed
the
fish kills on Hartwell.
The numbers are coming up on Murray.
Yeah.
Over the past few years, the size is coming up. You know, and that's an awesome thing.
Well,
you know.
And, of course, that kind of continues in our vein, talking about getting outside as a part of social distancing. And I pulled up some websites from around the country. And, you know, that's one of the things about this situation is this is not a local thing. It's not like I told somebody the other day. I was like, now y'all know what it's like when it snows in South Carolina.
Yeah.
You know, you can't
exactly.
get bread, you can't get milk, can't go outside, kids are out of school, and, you know, but it only lasts for, you know, 2-3 days, a week at the most, and it's localized.
Right.
And now this is national, even worldwide.
Right.
And I think just, you know, I've kind of been on my soapbox a little bit about this, and it probably will be for a couple of weeks, but you see a lot of folks who are staying away from each other, like in the corporate environment. You know, a lot of people are working from home, stuff like that. But that doesn't mean, like we were talking about, that you can't get outside. I mean, I see even in our neighborhood, people are out walking, and they're speaking to the neighbor, you know, just keep 6 feet between you and the neighbor and everything. And I pulled up several articles, the first one that I've got is actually a news report from, I think, up in Washington State. More people are enjoying the outdoors despite social distancing recommendations. And, of course, they're talking about hiking.
Right.
And hiking's one of those things that, you know, a lot of people do that individually or, you know, with a couple of people. But this report was talking about from the Washington State Department of Health. And they were on Tiger Mountain in Issaquah, Washington.
Okay.
And talking about, you know, normally during the middle of the week, the parking lot out there is vacant because people are at work.
Right.
And now they're saying the parking lot's full and people are, you know, they're hiking and they're getting out and walking. Because they're getting outside. Their weather must be pretty decent there, too.
And, I mean, the weather has been great this week, and it's a perfect opportunity to get out and go hike. I mean, if you're one of those that, like, well, I don't really fish,
yeah,
so I'm not going to the lake. There's places all – we are so blessed in our area to have places to go to get out to hike.
And also pulled up another one. We're talking about the outdoor pursuit. This is actually from the Bangor Daily News, talking about outdoor pursuits are perfect for social distancing, but Maine guides fear lost business.
Right.
And when we were talking with Captain Terry Calder, that was that was real in his experience too. You know, number one is people that are traveling to, you know, vacation.
Right.
In South Carolina, you know, whatever this time of year. But also just a lot of people are like, I don't know. And there's a lot of reluctance. Yeah. And we really didn't get into this when we were talking to Terry. But, you know, I can tell you, and he and I had discussions offline. He's like, man, I'm cleaning up the boat. I'm sanitizing. I'm Cloroxing down the boat between trips. He's like, you're not going to find, you know, germs.
I think it'd be a good opportunity for people to hire a guide, you know, the kids, a couple of people, because most fishing guides don't take out but a couple of people at a time. And it's a great opportunity right now to get to go with one of these fishing guides that might otherwise be booked up with vacationers, you know. So, I mean, it's a good opportunity to get to go with one of the really good guides that are local.
Well, and it's
don't have to go far.
And it's kind of like Terry said, he was talking about, you know, it's not like we're doing, I mean, you're looking like a lot of exercise places in the gym where you're inside. And they're saying, well, you know, we're closed. But you're outside. You're in the open air and you're not.
You're outside with your family.
Your family, you know? Friends or whatever.
Right.
And but you're not in somebody's face, you know.
Yes.
Necessarily, and that's, I think, just my opinion on this is that it's sort of new, and I think human nature is to kind of, you know, ball up and just kind of do my own thing. But if this goes long term, you know, in more than 2 weeks, people are going to be like, they're going to get sick of it, and they're going to get outside and. You know,
well, and obviously I'm not a medical expert in any way, shape, or form, but, you know, fresh air's good for you.
Yep.
And, you know, and the sun's good for you, too, you know. So, I mean, get out. Get outside.
And probably one of my favorite articles that I saw was from thefederalist.com. Not really familiar with it. And the article was a good article written by Jordan Sillars, Sillars. It says, this is the perfect time to get outside and go fishing. And it says, the subtitle is, toilet paper memes are great and the fish might not bite, but a bad day on the lake is always better than a good day online. And
yes.
I've said this, hey, look,
amen.
Cut your TV off, cut your computer off. And quit looking at all the conspiracy theories and
gloom and doom.
This political party is responsible, and this country is responsible. I mean, I'm not saying those are wrong, but when you sit and marinate in that for 24/7,
especially for days at a time,
yeah,
it's tough. You know, I mean, obviously we're in the news business,
yeah.
You know, and you need to stay updated, but marinating in it for, you know, 12, 14 hours a day, day after day after day, is probably not the healthiest thing to do.
And I'm
emotionally.
I'm as guilty as the last person, and you know, and it affects my mood too, you know, to sit and stew in it. And, you know, it's I have actually seen a lot of good stuff come out of that. A lot of, you know, the one meme I saw was, you know, hey, spent some time with my wife. Turns out she's a really nice lady, and I think she works in the medical profession, you know, kind of thing. So,
one was funny. I saw that one.
And then the other one is like, hey, be careful about, you know, what you do during that quarantine. You know, y'all don't need another kid in 9 months. anyway, let's go to our break. And then when we come back, we got one more segment before we wrap up today's show.
Y'all stay with us right here, 106.3 WORD.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Well, normally this part of the show would be reserved for our calendar of events.
Where we tell y'all
what's going on.
Yes.
And unfortunately, there ain't a whole lot going on. I will say this. We did. Did I delete everything? I did delete everything.
We don't have good lists.
I did
today.
Not. We had the list where the Simpsonville First Baptist was having their skeet shoot. I have not talked to those folks. So I don't know if you're planning on doing a skeet shoot. I would assume, because a lot of church services have been suspended or gone online.
Right.
I mean the CDC in you know, South Carolina DHEC
basically says you can't have a big group of people.
No more than 10.
Right.
So what's the use of trying to have an event if you can't get 10 people
together?
There's
not a lot of information on outdoor events. I know that they
actually
the Downtown Alive and stuff was canceled, but
yeah.
I'm not 100% sure. And that's one of those things that this week we're going to call them.
Yeah.
And see if they're. I mean, well, it's still a good ways off.
The date on that was like.
Next week?
No. Well, yeah, tomorrow, I think, was when
was
this.
Was it tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or knows today. Anyway, probably not having any way. You can tell we're struggling with this, but
I do know this,
the big thing, and I hate this because we said, oh, hey, the Palmetto Sportsman's Classic's still going on, but it has been canceled.
Yes, as of this week.
Yeah, and my buddy Dan Dupree took that pretty hard because they were like, well, you can reschedule that. You know, maybe we could do it in the fall. And he's like,
so hard
state
to put
fairgrounds.
Together that kind of event and then have it fold. It is a very difficult situation. And I'm sure it was there's not really anything you can do about it, but it's still tough. I would encourage you guys out there to support your local vendors, local tackle shops. Spend a little time when you're playing on the internet this week instead of going to your national companies. Check out some local tackle companies, because Palmetto Sportsman's Classic is always a really good venue for your local custom tackle companies and local people, you know, in our area, in our state. And those guys are losing some business by not being at that expo, you know. So check it out. Find your local tackle vendors, your local tackle makers, and buy some stuff.
And I will say this, too. The DNR has got a list of closing and cancellations for outdoors, you know, stuff that they were involved in. One of them is the Youth Bass Fishing Championship that was scheduled for next week. This is down in Columbia. That was also going to be part of the Palmetto Sportsman Classic. It's postponed.
They will have another date for that.
Yep.
We do not know what it's going to be. It is not canceled. It's just postponed.
And another interesting thing is our state fish hatcheries, okay?
Yes.
They're still operational, but they are closed to the public.
Right.
So, you know, there's no, oh, they're not going to stock fish this year. No,
they are going
to continue stocking fish.
You just can't go up there and see them.
Yeah, but they're not a tourist attraction anymore. And the St. Stephen's Fish Lift down, you know, where they have the you know, actually, a lot of people like to go down there and see the shad running. I like to go down there and fish for the shad.
Yes.
Which you can do that, but the St. Stephen's Fish Lift is closed. You can watch their shad cam, though. And then they've got a whole...
Oh, that's cool. They got a shad cam.
Yeah.
Uh-uh. Okay.
They do. And they've got... there's another list of things. I'm trying to pick out which ones are local to this area. Let's see, the South Carolina Archery and Schools Program State Championship, again, next weekend or next week, it's also been canceled. There was a coyote management workshop at the Web, first part of April, it's been canceled. The Table Rock State Park, that's pretty close to us. They were having a fishing clinic up there on April 4th and April 18th, and those have both been canceled. Blue Hole Recreation Area Fishing Rodeo down on Lake Russell. It's been postponed.
Right.
So.
We'll have a date on that.
Yeah.
We'll have to keep our eyes on it. When everything returns to normal.
Yep.
And we'll get some dates up on that as soon as we get them.
So, that's about all we have for you. I do know we had been promoting the Jim Shockey.
And we don't know about
event.
That yet.
And
we,
don't
I
know.
I looked online.
Yeah.
And as of right now. The Jim Shockey Classic is still on. That's going to be one of those things that we check on at the beginning of the week and kind of see what that looks like, too.
Yeah. So,
and that's down at Isle of Palms.
Yeah. And that was supposed to be...
23rd?
That's coming up,
April
though.
23rd.
I would be surprised.
As of yet, it has not
yet.
Been.
All right. Well, there's only one thing left to do between us and the end of the show, and that's today's parting shot. Okay, so I'm not going to read through all this. It's just something I'm actually posting this on our Facebook page, which you can check that out later at Facebook, Upset Outdoors /WORD. And it's a series of different kind of videos and stories and all. It's kind of long here. It was on Wide Open Spaces. About 8 times anglers went fishing using fast food as bait. And here's a guy holding up a trigger fish in a McDonald's bag.
Oh,
right?
That's a pretty good fish.
Yeah, and then, and like I said, there's a video associated with it. Apparently, there's a Chick-fil-A fishing challenge on here where they use different products from Chick-fil-A to see how many different fish they
can... Drive-thru's open at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, and that's what
I
said.
And they're moving really fast.
I said,
what are they catching with the nuggets?
Mostly brim and catfish, but there's also a rainbow trout on there.
Off a nugget?
Yeah.
Ah.
And then this one kid's using Hungry Howie's pizza, and he's catching carp. And that makes sense. I mean, a lot of dough on there. And then using McDonald's French fries as carp bait.
Mm-hmm.
And the Taco Bell fishing challenge, right?
What are they doing, putting chicken on the hook? Or fajita steak?
Well, you just have to watch the video.
Well, it's all
to
the same
out.
Stuff from Taco Bell, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And... he's talking about using different components.
That would be
of a
hard for me. Y'all all know how much I like to eat and how much I like snacks. So I could see me going out there with a bag of Chick-fil-A and going, okay, well, I'm going to eat 6 of these nuggets, and then I'm going to use the other 6 for bait. I'd have all 12 of them ate in no time. We wouldn't even get out of the no-weight markers good.
And probably the coolest one that's on here is a guy using a Popeye's chicken sandwich to shark fish with.
So, I'd have eaten that too.
So a couple of them on there. So y'all check it out on our Facebook page. And while we got a little bit of time left, want to give a big shout out to our guest today, Hank Cherry. And congratulations, Hank, on winning the 2020 Bassmaster Classic. Probably not the aftermath that you really wanted, but, you know, having to sit around and not fish.
Yeah.
But you will get to that. And also Captain Terry Calder, Catch 22 Guide Service. Y'all go out and support your guides. And in the meantime, Philip Gentry, Boat Girl, Upstate Outdoors. Hey, stay safe, stay clean, and get outside.
Get outside. Get some fresh air, everybody.
That's right. God bless. We'll see you next week.
Right here, 106.3 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.